Just as I had mentioned at the beginning of Mass, our readings kind of are themed upon faith. Faith that we have in God. Faith especially in the particular promise that He has made for those who believe and trust in Him. Particular promise that we become His adopted sons and daughters. And that He is preparing a place for all who believe in Him to be with Him in heaven for eternity. So it's kind of interesting, if you even looked at the readings today, there's also another particular theme that's there. They all kind of speak of a journey, right? We kind of heard in that first reading there that spoke about the Passover, how the Israelites were there in Egypt, and it was the night before the angel of death was going to come over to kill all the firstborns in the area, and they would see the blood poured on the doorposts of the Israelites and would pass over those homes. And all the people had everything, all of their possessions gathered up. And at that particular night, they were fleeing from Egypt, heading towards the promised land, right? We hear, of course, in the second reading about our father in faith, about Abraham, how he left his homeland, and how he followed God and trusted in Him. How it spoke in that particular reading there in Hebrews of his faith, faith in God on the journey, his faith in trusting in the plan that God had for him, faith that he trusted that God would bring descendants upon him, right? And then even we hear in the gospel a particular journey as well, maybe of a master who leaves and who will be coming back. But also, too, at the beginning of that reading, it speaks of Jesus leading his people. God is leading us. Jesus is leading us on this journey back to heaven. So do we have faith in God, in the plan and place that he is leading and calling us to? I had the opportunity on Friday, I got a phone call in the afternoon from one of our longtime parishioners who is close to dying. He and his wife together, and he was making that particular decision of whether he should enter into hospice. And, you know, it was definitely kind of a struggle. So there's parts of him that maybe felt as though he was giving up on life. There was other parts of him that felt kind of free and at peace, trusting and allowing his life to take the natural course. But in the conversation, it was very beautiful because he had stated, he said, my whole life I have had faith in God. I've trusted, I've gone to church, I've followed, I've done many different things. And he was saying that I'm excited and wondering what the next step will be. And it was just a very humbling moment for myself, and I think even for him to be able to say those words and for his wife to hear them, that his faith had prepared him for this particular moment, that he knew and trusted and believed that God was preparing a place for him. And he was ready to encounter that in whatever it might be, or whatever it might look like. So maybe I could just leave you with a particular image, maybe to reflect on this particular week with faith. Faith is a beautiful definition of the first couple of lines of the second reading, and you can go back and read that and reflect upon that. But like, would maybe like to say, for us, faith today is to see faith as the image of light. And so we too are on a journey, right? The world that we live in is of darkness, is of sin, is of other than that of God, right? Hatred, anger, greed, violence, as we have heard over the last few weeks, senseless violence in El Paso and even in Dayton, Ohio and many other places as well. A dark world that we live in. So faith, hopefully, is your light. Right? So it is faith that reminds us that God is preparing a place for us. It is faith that reminds us that God has adopted us. It is hopefully our faith that reminds us that God loves us. So hopefully as we have faith, it illumines our fears, or it scatters our fears. It illumines the darkness. It brings light. It brings sense or understanding on this particular journey that we are on, that we continue to place our faith and our trust in God. So may you allow your faith to illumine the darkness of your life, right? I hope and I pray that faith has brought you here to Mass. That is Mass that hopefully gives you peace and understanding to go throughout the rest of the week, right? It is your faith that is trusting that very soon this Eucharist, simple bread and wine, will become the body and blood of Christ. You have faith that you will receive your Lord Jesus Christ in this meal. Hopefully this meal, this encounter, illumines your life. It gives perspective. It gives strength for perseverance throughout this week. It is the faith that you desire to pass on to your children. You want to give them light and understanding. So you share the faith with them. You pass the faith on to them. You give them prayers. You tell them who Jesus is. You share the saints and the lives of the saints and their faithfulness, many of them who were martyred for the faith, that we share the faith. And hopefully you allow it to illumine, to give peace, and to bring rest amidst the darkness of the world that we live in. May your faith always continue to grow. It is hopefully faith that brings you to pray each day. Hopefully it is faith that brings you to pray for others who have asked for prayers, who are maybe struggling with whatever particular things it is, illnesses or cancer, the loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, whatever it might be, that we desire to store up and to deepen our faith in God. Hopefully it is faith that leads you to bless your food, faith that maybe to bless your family. It is your faith that illumines the path as we are all journeying to the promise that God has given to us, that He will protect us, that He will destroy all sin and death, and that those who believe in Him will spend eternity with Him. So together, may our faith illumine our life. And hopefully others who see us as faithful, it will also illumine them and give them courage and strength to live their faith and to follow the Lord. And hopefully one day we too will encounter Christ as we wonder and desire to encounter Him one day in heaven.